100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Let's just get right into the weekly challenge here. It's Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. So what was the topic? What was it was avoid bursting into flames, pet rock, circus, who let the dogs out in butter. Man, that's a lot of crazy, but you guys did a lot with it, so let's get started here. The first story this week is going to be by Tom, so let's hear what he's got, and let's get rolling. Tom, tell us a story.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and tonight's story is called Bursting Out. Badger and Bolin decided to join the circus. What they lacked in skill, they made up in pyrotechnic avoidance. Even though Bolin was hesitant to throw his last pet rock into the flaming butter, he matched Badger's lead right into the middle of the main ring. "Well, I guess this is it," sighed Badger. "No, who let the dogs out? The pit is chewing at my bottom," countered Bolin. "Save me," cried Badger, and scrambled up Bolin's shoulders. Pulling the flamethrower to the right, the dog laid incinerated on the ground. Maybe 100 flaming stones is a bad idea. Let's do a water act instead.
Thank you for the nightmares, Tom. Ooh, that's gonna really weird me out. Next up, we have Serendipity Haven. That's right, she's doing a little bit of a collaborative writing thing for the Second Life birthday. Information can be found over at her blog, which is linked in the show notes. Want to hear her story? I do. Come on, let's give it a listen.
Stop them!
The fiery, furry cavalcade tore us as people jumped out of the way to avoid bursting into flames themselves. The dog slipped through the crowd in the big top like butter off a hot knife. Reporters at the aftermath of what was billed as the biggest circus disaster in history asked the handler, "Who let the dogs out anyway?" He didn't answer immediately. Weeping over the charred remains of a small terrier, he whispered, "They weren't just performing dogs to me." Looking at the dog's name tag in his hand, "This one was Rock. My poor pet Rock. I need a lie down." Thank you, Serendipity. I'll never go to the circus again. Poor doggies. Flaming doggies. What do you think of that, Bruin? Bruin actually likes that. So, more flaming doggies. How about some stories from Thomas up there in Squim? All right. Here's Thomas's story and... Story? No, stories. Dang, what the hell is wrong with me? I think I need more coffee. I'll go get some coffee. You enjoy these.
Someone at the Mackey Brothers Circus was always narrowly avoiding bursting into flames. It was the clowns and pet rock trainer most of the time. The fire chief's first question was, "Who let the dogs out?" As they were the first ones to get into the butter the carnies used for the popcorn machines on the midway. The butter kept being knocked over into the big propane burners and spilling on the clowns waiting to climb into the midget cars at number one ring. Last year, we lost 6 clowns to the butter fires and still haven't found all the dogs. Massey avoided bursting into flames as she heat-sealed the shipment of pet rocks and teddy bears going to the circus. The Baja Men's tune, "Who Let the Dogs Out," kept playing in her head. She moved from the sealing machine and popped a few bags of corn, covering the fresh batch with cups of hot butter in order to feed her quintuplets the first meal of the day. Massey was a little damaged, having survived a serious head injury when she was learning to skateboard. Her company was successful, nevertheless, but the quintuplets all succumbed to a vitamin deficiency.
Okay, we got our first playing of the tune. Just drink. Thank you, Thomas. We lost 6 clowns to the butterfires. That'll be a quote that'll last for all history. Speaking of lasting for all history, how about something from Tour Bregianu? Yep, now what are you doing going under the couch? I got your tail. I got your tail. All right. Here's Tora.
When learning fire eating, the most important lesson is don't burst into flames. Every fire eater has their own secret recipe. Mine is paraffin and butter. The flames are showy, but they're no hotter than boiling water. The next important thing is, do not work with animals. When the dog act got loose, and I had this can of burning goop, well, I'll skip the details. The dogs got a bit scalded, but they were right as rain in no time. They still kicked me out of the circus. So I took my axe onto the street. Me and my pet rock.
Me and my pet rock strolling down the avenue. Thank you, Tura. I like the image in that. It's a good ending. Makes me feel all warm and bursty in the flames. What about you, Bruin? You are just a lazy butt, aren't you? Yeah, you like hanging out with me. He's just like, ugh. I'll take a picture of him later. Ooh, let's see. Muncie? Sure, okay. It's time for Muncie. It's always time for Muncie. It's Muncie O'Clock, 24/7, The Muncie Show.
I would like, before we begin, to make my position perfectly clear. I already miss the midget. I miss him so. This podcast was founded on 2 pillars, flash fiction and midgets. And by Zod, Lawrence, you need to stand by your midget. Because you look taller when you're standing by a midget. The Dogs by Chris Monroe. I let the dogs out. Didn't mean to. I thought they were safely inside the house. But I guess you let them into the yard to, you know. If I'd known, I'd have closed the gate behind me. I mean, it's not like I wanted them to get out. But by the time I realized, they'd run out into the street, barking and howling and enjoying their newfound freedom. And now we're going to have to track them down. But yeah, I take full responsibility and I apologize. My bad. Also, it was me who put Baby in the corner. Flash Fiction, the Midgets of Fiction Writing, at munzeestory.blogspot.com. Tweets, the Midgets of Social Media, at munzeemunzee.
I will not exploit the height challenged to make up for my inadequacies. And I will not stand by the fat to make me look thinner. And I will not stand by the really, really crazy to keep me from looking crazy. And I will not stand by... I don't know what I'm going to... I will not stand by the Arby's waylaying people for their beef and cheddars. Did that make sense? I don't know. Thank you, Muncie. No, the midget's not coming back this week, as you can tell. There are people who want the midget. There are people who don't. I put it to a vote. I'll lose someone one way or the other. I don't know what to do. Which of you means more to me? Prove your love to me by sending large amounts of money, and I will tally it up and keep it all and do whatever the hell I want to. That would make me a writer and a podcaster, and I don't do that kind of crap. I'll just sit on the fence or something, or every other week, midget here, no midget, and I'll just, you know, make nobody happy. Hey, I'm good at that. Speaking of making people happy, how about we make Lizzie be real happy by listening to her story? That just flows right into there like butter, right? Well, let's let loose with the canons of Lizzie.
First, some butter. Then, your rock. You need the hair of a dog, too. Okay, who let the dogs out? Now you'll have to chase them, and this will never be done, the magician said impatiently, stirring the pot. But it's my pet rock. Oh, stop whining. This will make you the strongest clown in the circus. But I don't want to be the... Enough! Give it up! When he threw a stone in the pot, the magician exploded. And finally, you want to avoid bursting into flames, the kid said, holding his pet stone with the dogs by his side. And this was the story for the week. Drop by my blog if you like at lizzygoodkoff.blogspot.com, and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Yay! She's going to talk to us next week. Wee-hee-hee! Thank you, Lizzie. Who let the cats out? I'm petting his tummy as he rolls around. All right, here we go. Right on the tummy. He doesn't even react. Ah, oh, Bruin is such a good boy. Yes, you are. Yes, and you put up with all kinds of crap from me. All right. Who's next? Oh, Bonchon and Sevi. I wanted to apologize for last week when Bonchon sent something in and it got caught up in all the filters. And whew, thank God it was. I was walking up the street, you know, after posting and being like, oh. And I got the message, and I was like, okay. And I just tapped out a note, and it was like, all right, I'll take care of this when I get home. And there was another story that was missing. And I got that one in, too. And I just... I suck. But thank goodness that SL9B is right around the corner, so I can screw that up instead. Oh, were you supposed to go into that parcel? I put you into here. All right, so here's Bonchon and Sevi, coming right at you in 4D.
Crap Mariners, 100 word challenge. This week, there are several words. Circus, who let the dogs out, butter, pet rock, avoid bursting into flames. This, written by Severina Halostar. Bonchance, Longfall. Pablo lay in the shade next to his new pet rock friend. Hot summer day. Avoid bursting into flames was his goal. He felt like a pool of melted butter. He needed time to collect his thoughts after the accident in the kitchen. It rattled him when his master screamed, "Who let the dogs out of the basement?" Poor Pablo was having a really bad run of luck. Life was not fun here anymore. He was thinking about running away and joining the circus. He could be their star. After all, his mistress said he was the most beautiful of all.
The most beautiful of all. That actually could be a topic. Hey, could you suggest that for the next week? Okay. I should actually put that one up instead. No, I went with something else already. I always post up the topic, and then I regret posting it up before posting up the weekly challenge, because I hear so many good topics. I mean, Strike Team Alpha was one of those that I heard for months, and I was like, screw it, I'm taking down the other one. But I'm so tempted. The most beautiful... next week. I don't have poor impulse control. Not me. Ooh, what's that? Right. Next up, we have Guy David. Oh, you're in for a treat.
Oh, you want a treat? Okay, okay, hold on, hold on. Turn in circles, turn in circles.
That's mean of me. I shouldn't make you turn in circles. What kind of podcaster makes his listeners turn in circles? Besides, you'd be turning the other way. Okay, good, that's better. All right, here's Guy David.
Clown, a 100 word story by Guy David. The army of clowns slipped and fell. Child laughter could be heard from the houses with the barricaded windows. Apparently, someone buttered up the road. From near the houses, dogs started barking. Doors opened and the dogs started coming out, seeking out the clowns. Bites and screams followed. You should have stayed in the circus, someone shouted. You make a lousy army. Some people started opening their windows and throwing flaming rocks at them. The clowns started running away in the opposite direction, trying to avoid bursting into flames and running out of town, and so the army of clowns was defeated.
That's the kind of clown everybody likes to get a piece of. Thank you, Guy David. I had the microphone off, and I just went off on a 10-minute crazy-ass ramble to myself. Man, I must have put too much Bailey's in this coffee. Ugh, schizo. Just, wow. Okay, well, open up the asylum gates and roll me in, baby. But before that, speaking of crazy, how about two from the King of Crazy? Zach Mann. Oh, yeah. Let's play Trade the Meds and see what... Ooh, two attachments. All right, hold on. I gotta... Oh, which order are they in? Well, that's pet rock and that's fire. So, all right. Here's Zach Mann.
My friend convinced me that it was a good idea to buy a car with a rotary engine. He told me how cool the concept of a rotary engine is. I did see many Mazda over 7 years old that were still on the road at the time, so I purchased a nice rear-wheel drive 626 for my wife. The rotary engines back then used quite a bit of oil. Months later, a drive resulting in more flames than Katniss's dress made me wish I had replaced the hood release cable sooner and added more oil before the engine exploded.
I warned you not to buy the rotary engine. Oh, whoops. Sorry. Another story from Zach Mann? Sure, hold on, let me switch reels.
Where are we headed this time, Brock? I have an interview with the Pet Rock Circus. Pet Rock Circus? What is that? Asked Ash. It had an odd start. An artist built a model of a circus and started to inhabit it with rocks with googly eyes pasted on them, except two of these rocks were Geodudes. After the pokey battle that calmed the Geodudes down about having googly eyes pasted on their backsides, it was decided that rock-type Pokemon would perform in this circus, and the pet rocks would be sold as souvenirs. My interview is Tuesday in Goldenrod City.
I warned you not to buy the crab sauce. What? Oh, if my microphone was on. Thank you, Zach Mann. One of these days, I am going to do a version of the weekly challenge where I play all the stories in a row, and I just record my reactions to it like some sort of canned laughter. But not anytime soon. Man, we're up to 320 of these things. Wow. My God. Where is the time gone? Ah, four dead cats later. We're still going, man. Well, okay, maybe you guys have had some cats die too, but dang. That's a long time. and I'm still doing this, and you're still doing this. Although most of you have quit, and new people came in, but still, we're all doing this. It just boggles my mind. And not Boggle in the game, where you put all those cubes there. Has anyone ever invented a dice game based on Boggle cubes? Well, other than Boggle. I mean, there were cubes with letters sitting around, and folks were like, what are we going to do with these? I don't know. Shake them around. See what comes up. It spells butt. Thank you, Zach, man. It spells butt. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. No, I'm not going to change the topic for next week. I know. If I don't change it, a beautiful thing is a girly thing, and the women will come piling back onto the podcast. No, we're going to save It's a Beautiful Thing for the next one. That way, you know, for SL9B, everyone's doing a beautiful thing, and we won't refer to my colonoscopy, which is coming up that week, which will make greeting so much fun. And I've got two other medical tests. You know, one of them involves a scale. Oh, you're still fat! Right. Oh, Loganberry! Okay. I've got blackberries and blueberries and raspberries in my fridge, but no Loganberries. But you've got a Loganberry here on the podcast. Let's hear. Let's listen. Let's appreciate. Let's love it. Four of them sat immobilized, facing the man with the bow tie. The fires raged. When does it rain from impromptu? He asked. The four squirmed and struggled, sweat pouring like melted butter from foreheads bound tightly to headrests. Contestant number two squeezed the button. His gag was removed and he croaked, "Circus!" "Wrong!" screamed the bow tie. Contestant two slumped in his chair. Contestant three squeezed the button urgently. "Your grandmother's pet rock," she cried. "Horse." From the smoke and sweat. Correct! Contestant three wept with joy as she was wheeled from the room. Last question, Bowtie said to the remaining three. Who, he asked slowly, let the dogs out? Silence. Contestant two moaned and tried unsuccessfully to avoid bursting into flames. If that story doesn't win an award, I don't know what will. I don't know what will. I'm not a part of the voting committee, and I'm certainly not that consulting firm that tallies the votes and walks onto the stage with the envelope waving it saying, look, you forgot this. Read the no, you idiot, read this. Read, no, it's on here. It'd be funny if at the Oscars someone said, and the best actor is Price Waterhouse. Who the fuck is Price Waterhouse? Maybe I can get a picture deal with them. Sorry. Man, I said a swear word. Ooh, we earned our explicit tag. Thank you, Loganberry. Next up is Cliff Lowe, Uncle Monster. He didn't record his either. And we're not using the midget, as you can plainly see, unless, of course, the midget now sounds like me. So, ready for Uncle Monster? I'm not! I'm not! Let me change my underwear again! Hold on. Just. Oh, man. Whew. My underoos from when I was 8 years old still fit. Just Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Just not. Oh, they're Aquaman? Oh, God. It seemed like a good idea at the time. After all, the pet rock had been a craze years before. Why wouldn't a rock circus be even more popular? Well, the flying trapeze fell flat. The rainbow-colored stone clown drew no laughs. The granite lion tamer impressed no one. The people were staying away in droves, and I was quickly running out of money. I decided to risk everything on one last act. It had fire. It had pizzazz. Who knew that the pet rock human cannonball routine would turn into a real flying projectile whizzing into the audience?
Ha 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 ha
I did. That's why I didn't insure you fools. Oh, sorry. That's not a part of the story. See, the midget helps you differentiate between my snarky commentary and the story. Something's missing. You need to put in background music. Yeah, now I need to put in background music and special effects and all that crap. Producing it for you. Do I look like a producer? I don't even sound like Matthew Broderick. Or Nathan Lane. Or Zero Mostel. Or Gene Wilder. Who are some of the other people that stepped in? Martin Short? Didn't he? Hey, Martin, how's your wife doing? Oops. That's sick. Speaking of how people are doing, let's find out how Norval Joe is doing. Norval Joe, pick up that harmonica, stick your mouth on it, and blow wind through it. Please.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press and of The Price of Friendship, available at puttybooks.com. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 320 with a whole lot of prompts. So here's my story. Flappy searched the neighborhood's dark bushes with his flashlight. He was so angry that he felt like he needed to take deep breaths to avoid bursting into flames. He knew it was his older brother, Flippy, who had let the dogs out, then smeared butter on the kitchen floor to make it harder to get them back in. Life in his home was a total circus, and he was always blamed for being the clown. Flippy's only pet was a rock. Flippy was jealous. It couldn't do any tricks. Flappy always stole the show with his 15 dancing wiener dogs. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. He had 15 dancing wiener dogs.
Thank you, Norval Joe. You and Steven the Nuclear Man have inspired me to do something at the end of every podcast now, and it'll keep things a little tighter and more thrilling, I think. It'll be in just a few minutes. I think you'll get a kick out of it. Speaking of getting a kick out of things, Danny Dwyer is back. Oh, let's find out what joy is coming from Danny today. Danny, pump up the volume.
Hello, hello, Danny Dwyer here once again, after a long absence with Weekly Challenge 300 and something, I think. Topic? A whole bunch of stuff that crapped through at me. Hopefully I get to most of it without swearing. And in fact, I'm pretty sure I can because I wrote this out already, and there's not a swear word included. So maybe it'll be included at a display in SL9B. Who knows? So here we go with the story. Have fun. Then search for that ounce of humanity left within me, I screamed on top of my lungs. I pointed the gun directly at the skull of the SOB who just let my dogs out of their kennels. The former mongrel rescues now run the streets free, hell-bent on being wild and never coming back to my loving home. What a circus. But my hostage, desperate to avoid bursting into flames, dared to mention that I failed to mention anything about a pet rock. So I pulled the trigger, and my hostage was dead before his body hit the floor.
Oh, did you want me to include this one? Okay, I'll put it together. Yay! Oh, and if any of y'all out there in Second Life want to have their stories put into the SL9B display that I put together, I put a whole bunch in there already, but there's room for more because they're just freaking textures. But they're not just freaking textures. They're your babies, your creative juices spilled and sprayed all over. Oh, yeah. Slow motion. Thank you, Danny, for reminding me that I need to do that. I'm just going to create a folder here. Complaints. And done. Right. How about another story? Yeah. You're going to love the ending, guys. Red Goddess. I woke up late enough that Red Goddesses came in, so let's hear hers. Lola plans to leave work on time. She has processed all the administrative paperwork and requests from guests. As she's packing her oversized bag, one guest stops by the desk to ask a burning question. Ugh, typical, she thought. 5 minutes before her shift ends, ugh. She greets her with a smile and asks, "How may I help you?" The guest shyly replies, "I'm new here and not adventurous. Any advice on what not to do?" Lola quips, "Stay close, and whatever you do, avoid bursting into flames, pet rock, circus, and butter. You do that, you'll enjoy our world-class hotel." No, actually, that laugh isn't a part of the story. See, you need the midget to differentiate between when the story ends and my snarky commentary begins. Maybe I need to hire a voice actor. You know, like William Shatner. I can bring him in here. I could songify everything, or I don't know. Songify is so stupid. Speaking of stupid, that's right. It's time for Planet Z. Are you ready for Planet Z? I know you're not. So here we go.
The gang initiation. Simple, really. Empty a gasoline can over your head, stick a cigarette in your mouth, take out a lighter and light up. Either you do it, or they shoot you. Usually the can's filled with water, so nobody gets hurt. But sometimes, someone doesn't want you in, and they put gasoline in it. Water has no smell, but gasoline stinks like, well, gasoline. So once the can's dumped, everybody knows what's coming. I got the gasoline. And the only one who smiled was Johnny. So I lit up, ran to Johnny, and held him as we burned.
"15 dancing wiener dogs. 15 dancing wiener dogs."
15 and there you have it. A bunch of really good stories about a bunch of topics. Thank you to everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the authors' websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, social network sharing options, and a whole bunch of other stuff you won't bother with anyway. Also, don't forget SL9B coming up 8, 9, 10 days. I've lost count. Woogie, boogie, boogie, boogie. Until next week, where the topic will be 27%, this is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening. And, as always, keep it brief. Ha, 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 ha.